Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
When Jesus appeared to his disciples, Corinthians talks about it, over 500 people testified to the fact that he is alive. Just prior to his return to heaven, he restates the Great Commission in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And he says, "You shall receive power once the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." That, my friend, is our marching orders. Because of what Christ has done in us, we are to represent him both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. That says wherever you live, your sphere of influence, that circle of influence that surrounds you, you are to represent Jesus. He has you strategically located right there as his representative. He wants to use you to represent him to those around you. He wants you to declare his glory. You shall be. That's an emphatic statement. You shall be. My only option is to be an effective witness or an ineffective witness. And I want you to be an effective witness, taking the initiative to present the claims of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. That's what God wants to do in you, through you, and God wants to expand his kingdom as we serve him. We have an opportunity in this day and age to represent him to people who do not know him. Don't miss it. They're all around us. Use your life to point people to Jesus. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.